Okay, here we are. Matthew Russell Lee, Inner City Press, here on Pearl Street, covering the Southern District of New York Courthouse today, June 2nd, 2023. Now, in the courthouse yesterday, there's the run-up to a case that is going to happen next week, a long-brewing civil case of Doe versus Cuba Gooding Jr. And what jumped out to me, I covered the final pretrial conference. There was a lot of back and forth, a lot of acrimony. People were saying it's probably not going to settle because the lawyers are really going at it. But the lawyer for Cuba Gooding Jr. twice blurted out the name of the plaintiff. And the plaintiff, at least until now, and this may change before trial next week, but has been synonymous, Jane Doe. So he did it twice, and then he also described her bankruptcy proceeding in great detail, which made it quite easy to figure out who she is. Check out innercitypress.com, but also the Matthew Russell Lee Substack. Okay, on that front, on a more serious or not, also on a Doe case, on the famous case of U.S. versus Doe, have you heard of it? Last week, Thursday, in the magistrate's court, I was asked to leave, and they said, "Where this proceeding must be sealed." And I said, "Can I know the docket number? Can I know the basis of sealing?" And I was told no. I wrote to the magistrate judge. He issued an order, not into the docket since there is no docket, but sent me a copy saying the sealed transcript contains the sealed reason for the sealing. I wrote to the Part 1 judge, and yes, yesterday I received a response by the district judge, Judge Victor Marrero, who, in an 8-page order that's quite interesting, essentially upheld it, saying, however, that it will be unsealed at some point and subject to appellate review. The question is, how am I supposed to know when it's unsealed? It'll just go in as a case, not like a new case, because it was an old case. It just suddenly got dropped into the database. So we're trying to find a way to appeal a case without a number. Watch this space. Deutsche Bank wants to pay $75 million to make the Jeffrey Epstein issues go away, but the judge has questions. We're writing that one as well. Inside the UN, the United Arab Emirates has taken over the Security Council for June. Ambassador Lana Nusbeya was saying they're great on climate, even though they keep pumping oil. She said that what she didn't say is that the UAE support and has provided funding to the RSF militia in Sudan. It's shameful. To be continued.